just now, Cornwall?
Lots! Your bed is naked.
This air is so invigorating.
My deck chair's soaking. Ain't I? Honestly, did we have to come to the seaside in the middle of the winter?
It's the best time. It's not so crowded.
Not so crowded? I mean, there's only us two Nanas on the beach. The old place is deserted.
That is an excerpt from All Quiet on the Western Front. Another in our series is a film worth remembering, which is more than can be said for the next half hour.
However, for those with patience and understanding, here is a sort of radio show which is beyond our ken. Among those taking part are Neville Pudgley and Jason Footridge with their Songs of Old Paddington. Miss Trotty Tripe.
She knows her onions.
To continue, Ernie La Douce. Count Up. And, of course, Mr. Kenneth Horne, who prefers to remain anonymous. Ladies and gentlemen, Kenneth Horne.
Hello, hello, good evening, and welcome to Beyond Our Ken. And who was it who once said, this show is consistently brilliant?
You did, Ken.
Oh, yes. However, let me, as usual, tell you some of the things that have happened since we last met. On Monday, I went to the theater to hear some poetry readings by Letitia Plankton. She is what you normally refer to as a diseuse. Only being rather a large woman, she's more of a diseuse et demi, actually. Tuesday, something very unexpected happened. Well, I'll wait for a moment, if you like. All right, good. Here we go. On Tuesday, something very unexpected happened. Round about 4 o'clock, the ceiling of my flat collapsed and the people upstairs dropped in for tea. Nevertheless, on Friday, I had to fulfill a very important engagement. I'd been offered the freedom of the city of Giggleswade and invited to take part in their first festival of music and culture. So naturally, I was full of eager anticipation as the train pulled in at its destination.
Giggleswade! Giggleswade! The Las Vegas of the North! Giggleswade!
All right. Quiet down, everyone. Now, keep your eyes skinned for our VIP.
There he is!
Right. Come on. Now, all together.
For he is like a barrel, and so said all of us.
On behalf of Giggleswade Corporation, it's much pleasure in presenting you with this bouquet of flowers.
Oh, you shouldn't have, after all. It's my job to drive the train up here.
You stupid alderman. Can't you tell the difference between Kenneth Horne and the engine driver?
Well, I couldn't help it. He had a carnation in his dungarees.
Here, hold on. Who's that walking along the red carpet we laid out?
Oi, you!
Me?
Yes, you. Get your great club of him feet off that carpet. Put there for Mr. Kenneth Horne.
Well, I am Kenneth Horne.
Dainty feet you've got, Mr. Horne.
Thank you. Now, you are...
Councillor Percival Potts. May I present Alderman Henry Fidgewater?
Welcome to Giggleswade, Mr. Horne.
Mr. Horne, the Giggleswade Town Band would like to welcome you in its own special way. Right, old lads. Well, Mr. Horne, that's our band.
So they should be.
Ah, well, we freely admit they haven't got quite the right sound yet, but just you wait till we have them augmented.
And so they should be.
Now, come on, Mr. Horne, and meet some of the others.
Yes, first we'd like you to meet our Lady Mayor, Frieda Winchbody, J.P.
I have much pleasure in declaring this bazaar open, and good luck
No, dear, no. That was last Tuesday.
Oh, was it?
You'll have to forgive her, Mr. Horne. She's getting a bit past it, you know.
Yes, I'm afraid the old grey mare, she ain't what she used to be.
Well,
Well, I'm delighted to meet you, Miss Winchbody.
Over here is our town clerk, Mr. Hardcastle.
I don't know.
Isn't anyone going to ask me to dance?
No, 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 dear. No, that's next Saturday.
Is it?
And finally, Mr. Horn, I would like... Hello? They're not here. Well, my humble apologies, Mr. Horn. You were to have met our watch committee.
Your watch committee?
Yes, we are very vigilant.
Watchful.
We're very watchful, yes. Very watchful in Giggleswade. It may be an industrial town, but we don't like too much smut. And this very morning, I have tried the ever-alert members of the watch committee this morning have been vetting one of those new French films.
Yes,
I see. Yes. Oh, well, apparently they're seeing it round again. Never mind. It's about time we had some lunch.
Yes, sir. We've arranged a motorcycle escort to the town hall for you, Mr. Hall.
Oh, thank you.
And they've been told to keep a nice steady pace so as you won't have to run too fast.
Just a minute. I've got a better idea. Paul, get us to the town hall. Well, I must say the lunch was excellent.
Eh, you can't beat the old poisson gâteau.
No, the fish cakes were very nice.
I fancy another bit of toast. I'll ask the toastmaster.
Your glass is empty, Mr. Rawn. Have another drop of wine. It's our very special Chateau Neuf de Giggleswade. Oh, where's the bottle gone, Percy?
Mayoress is hogging it all.
Oh.
Frida, pass the bottle over.
Oh, yes, yes, sir. I named the ship H.
No. That was last Monday.
Oh,
was
it?
Quiet, please, quiet. My Lady Mayor, Alderman, all the ladies. Your worships, Fred. Ladies, gentlemen, and Mr. Kenneth Hall. It is with considerable pride and much pleasure that on this auspicious occasion, we...
I'll get on with it. Hanging it out like that.
A welcome, please, for a most delightful guest. Pray silence for Miss...
I might have known.
Janet Waters.
Darling eyes, Janet.
Now, I call upon Alderman Henry Fitzwarren.
Here, here, here.
That's right. That's me, of course. My friends. My friends, this is indeed a judicious occasion. Once again, Giggles Wade is proud to welcome to its ever-open portholes and clasp to its ever-friendly bosom our very distinguished visitor. Accordingly, therefore, in pursuance of our ancient and privileged rights, we humbly proffer to you the freedom of the city, that you shall proceed without let or hindrance to wheresoever you wish. In short, you can do what you like, where you like, except on Sundays.
And now, let us proceed to the Giggleswade Civic Theatre for our festival of music and culture.
Offamo, the mayor hasn't spoken yet. Pray silence for our worship, the mayor.
Pressure, do stop tickling me.
No, dear, that was last Thursday.
Welcome to the Giggleswade Festival of Music and Culture. And here is your compere, our very own Percy Fox.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if I might be serious for a moment, I know I'm speaking for all of us when I say that our little effort today is going to put Giggleswade alongside of Edinburgh and Glyndebourne. Now, let's get on with you. Now, I wonder how many of you recall last year's pantomime? I thought you would. Then you'll all remember what Alderman Fitzwarren did with Hilda Grabley at the piano. Yes, the kiddies loved it. And what better? I may proceed. What better way to get us all in a party mood than to ask Henry to sing his famous pantomime song?
Thank you. Thank you very much. Hilda? Right. Johnny Jones's teacher said to him one day, "Now exams are coming, no more sport to play. Latin, Greek, and spelling you will tackle without fuss. But here's a question you must face to get 11 plus. Have you ever heard of the oom, flossy, giggle, faddle, filly, oblum, bubble, chick, bird? How many giggles are there? How many faddles are there in this ridiculous word? Never be content till you've begun it. Never, never rest till you have done it. Have you ever heard of the oom, flossy, giggle, faddle, filly, oblum, bubble, chick, bird? Now, wait a minute now. Oh, that's very easy, isn't it? So now let's sing it all together. Now the name of the bird is the oom, flossy, giggle, faddle, filly, ollie, bubble, chick. Oom, flossy, giggle, faddle, filly, ollie, bubble, chick, bird. Righto, let's go. Right.
Have you ever heard of the oom, flossy, giggle, faddle, filly, ollie, bubble, chick, bird?
No, hang on, no. I'm sorry, there's a lady down here, madam. You had a flossy faddle where you should have had a filly ollie. Well, let's make it easier. Have the song sheet down, shall we? All right, Harry, let's have the song sheet down. Yes, right down. No, not on me head, dear. That's right, it'll make it easier. Right, are we ready now?
I have.
Right.
Have you ever heard of the oom, flossy, giggle, paddle, filly, ollie, bubble, chick, bird? How many giggles are there? How many paddles are there in this ridiculous bird? Never be content till you've begun it. Never, never rest till you have done it. Have you ever heard of the oom, flossy, giggle, paddle, filly, ollie, bubble, chick, bird?
Well. Well, that was fun, wasn't it? Now, a real treat. Councillor Hargreaves' talented little girl, Wendy, is going to recite for you. Wendy.
I'm just a little fairy upon the Christmas tree, all dressed up in a silver frock, happy as can be. I watch the chimney and I flap my tiny wings of gauze.
Hello. Something coming down. Oh, dear, it's
Santa Claus.
No, it's not. It's not.
That was a bit of a surprise ending. Now, ladies and gentlemen, a surprise item. Our honored guest, Mr. Kenneth Orne, is going to sing for us a special composition dedicated to our fair city.
In Giggles Wade, glorious Giggles Wade, where the apples never grow, you'll find a friendly welcome there in the gaslight's yellow glow. There goes...
All right, Hilda, all right.
There go ahead in Giggles Wade. They've answered duty's call. 'Cause I've seen all over Giggles Wade the writing on the wall.
Thank you, Mr. Orne and Hilda. And now, the moment you've all been waiting for, as Alderman Fitzwarren introduces Giggles Wade's fabulous pageant.
And first, here come the Boy Scouts. Here they are. And now, the Girl Guides. The Fire Service. The Fire Service.
I can't get on. I've got my hose caught in the wings.
Oh, never mind then. And now, the Giggles Wade Girl Piper. Odd look at it. Climax of our pageant, Britannia herself. And as Britannia dismounts, she...
I've got stuck.
Lummy, give us your trident. Dear. And now she ascends to the raised throne, specially designed and built by the Arts and Crafts Society.
Sheets of music. Here come the Hornets.
Ma, he's making eyes at me. Ma, he's awful nice to me.
Ma, he's almost breaking my heart.
I'm beside him. Mercy, let his conscience guide him. Ma, he wants to marry me. Be my honey bee. my shoulder, Ma, he's kissing me.
Ma,
dear me, Ma,
he's making eyes
at me.
Ma,
dear me, Ma, he's awful nice to me.
Ma, he's awful nice to me.
Ma,
he's
awful nice to
me. If you peek in, can't you see I'm gonna weaken,
Ma?
He wants to marry me.
Marry me.
Be my honeybee.
Be my honeybee.
I'm meeting with resistance. I shall holler for assistance.
Ma!
He's kissing me.
Lily was so good, everybody could tell.
How they could tell.
You'd never see her roam. She'd always stay at home. Neighbors knew little Lily too well.
For when the boys would call, they'd hear her yell. They would hear her yell. Ma, he's making eyes at me. Ma, he's awful nice to me. Ma, he's almost breaking my heart. I'm beside him. Mercy, let his conscience guide him. Ma, he wants to marry me. Be my honeybee. Every minute he gets bolder. Now he's leaning on my shoulder. Ma, he's kissing me. Ma, oh, Ma, he's kissing me.
And so to the Kenneth Horne documentary feature, Hornorama. Yes, once again, Kenneth Horne and his team of investigators bring you a factual report on topics of immediate interest. And this week, we present a close-up on love and marriage. Can there be one without the other?
And if so, what's her name and address? Well, now, first of all, let's ask this gentleman, Mr. Birkinshaw. Is there any romance in your life?
Oh, yes, most certainly, yes. I have tasted the joys of several emotional experiences, but none so desirable as my present association with a sweetie by the name of Priscilla.
She's really nice.
Yes, she's a dish. And I must say, we are... very suited to each other. We share the same interests, you see. Such things as classical music. We adore Shostakovich. And then there's sport, there's tennis, squash, swimming, all those sorts of things.
Yes. Do you spoil her?
Well, yes, I suppose I do, yes. It gives me so much pleasure to lavish expensive gifts on her. Her favorite flower is the narcissus. And every time I see her,
yes,
I give her a big spray.
And I'm sure she finds it most refreshing. Now here's another gentleman, and he's a sailor.
How do you do?
Oh, are you married, sir?
Not yet, no, but as a matter of fact, I'm getting married next week to a very charming girl called Marion.
Well, congratulations. Now, any comment you'd like to make?
Well, yes, there is one thing I'd like to get off my chest.
What's that?
A tattoo that says Lily.
Now, here's a very attractive lady. Now, madam, are you married?
Yes. Yes, I am. Very happily married, too.
Well, that's very nice to hear. What is the secret?
Well, you see, my husband and I have a perfect understanding. You see, we believe that married couples should still retain their own separate interests.
And this is what you do?
Oh, yes. Once a week, my husband has a night out with the boys.
Yes.
And once a week, I do the same.
Millions of words are written on the subject of love and marriage, and not the least of these spring from the pens of the songwriters, the stalwarts of Tin Pan Alley, who turn out those heart-rending ditties that we hear every day.
Hello, Rodney.
Hello, Charles. How's it coming?
I think I've got it, Rodders.
Oh.
Listen.
I can't wait.
I met her in the tea shop. Our romance had just begun. But we had a silly quarrel. And I regret what I have done. I've thrown a custard in her face. She almost...
Oh, no, no, Charles, I'm sorry. That'll never go anywhere.
Oh. I'd like to see you do better.
All right, now let's see. A song should have sentiment. Something about your mother's always good.
Yes.
Then these days, the old Latin American stuff goes down a treat.
Yes.
And it should have novelty. You can't go wrong with a bit of comedy.
Well?
You see, combine all those ingredients and you've got a hit.
Such as?
My gray-haired mother, Cha-Cha, in a polka-dot bikini.
Who are the greatest authorities on love? Well, somehow it always seems to be the French. And certainly one of the most quoted on the subject is the sex kitten herself, Brigitte Bardot. We sent Cecil Snaith for an exclusive interview with Miss Bardot. So now let's have a full report, please. Cecil Snaith.
You must be joking.
Well, there you are. There'll be another Hornorama next week when the subject will be bell ringing, is it losing appeal? So until next week at the same time, this is Kenneth Horne saying goodbye for now and leaving you with this thought from a listener. If a clock goes 40 days without winding, how long would it go if you did wind it? Good night.
You have either been listening to or have just missed Beyond Our Ken, a sort of recorded radio show. Under contract was Kenneth Horne. Under pressure were Kenneth Williams, Hugh Paddock, Betty Marsden, Bill Pertwee, Janet Waters, and the Hornets. Under the influence of Paul Fennelly were the BBC Variety Orchestra. Under fire, scriptwriter Eric Merriman. And under observation, our producer, Jakes Brown.
Next week, the last in this series is a little-known edition of The Goon Show, The Siege of Fort Knight. Fort Knight? How did they get away with it? But for now, from me, Barry Took, it's goodbye.